Good morning, another glorious day. I'm at Raleigh, as you say, the Royal Navy Training Establishment at Tor Point, which is joining in this cultural Olympiad event called All the Bells. And it's all about making lots of noise, very loud, as quickly as possible. And there's three lads here who are all submarine weapons engineering technicians. And the first one I'm going to speak to is John Magnus, who's going to be the first ringer. John, what do you think of having to do this?
Yeah, it's just great to be involved in it. Looking forward to the volleyball.
I wonder why.
Well,
no comment.
No comment, yeah.
Well, off you go, because John's about to be the first ringer. I'm also joined by James Kirk. James, what do you think?
It's good just to be a part of it, even if it is just a small part, just obviously for the start of the opening ceremony.
Are you going to make lots of noise in a minute?
I'll certainly try to.
1 minute, muscle strength there. And the third and last one is Aaron Shutt. Aaron, what do you think?
I feel very proud to do my little bit for Olympics.
Really?
Yep.
With me now is Lieutenant Commander Graham Bennett, who's Raleigh's first lieutenant. He told him I wasn't to call him top brass, but he really is. What about the history of the bell here?
Well, this bell here is, like all ships, the bells get commissioned with the ship. So this bell was commissioned in 1940, the same time as HMS Raleigh was commissioned.
And when's it normally rung?
Well, we mark... There you go. Oh,
here we go. It started. Let me have another quick word if I can. Just a wonderful occasion for Raleigh, Graham, to be involved in this, happening all over the armed forces and the Navy as well.
Yeah, Raleigh's been playing quite a big part in the Olympics. We have people up there now already doing flag hoisting for the awards and medal ceremonies. We've got people doing the security operations up there.
Excellent stuff.
And we've been training the boats.
We've got to listen to the bell. Okay. Here's the bell at Raleigh.
So we're off. Michael, thank you very much. The ship's bell at HMS Raleigh ringing out. Well, Zach Stanley is a little further west for us with more bells there sounding.
Thanks, James. Yes, I'm at St. Stephen's in Brannel Church, just outside St. Austell, and I'm joined by the tower captain here, Monty Hooper. Now, you can probably hear the bells going off in the background already. Monty, how long have you been preparing for today?
We've been preparing for since yesterday, since I had a word with James, so... asked us to ring for the Olympics this morning.
Quite short notice then, but what a great chance for people who can't get to London itself to still be involved in the Olympic Games.
Yes, certainly, yes. We love doing this sort of thing to help along the Olympics. It's a marvellous thing that we're doing for them today.
It's a beautiful church here, St. Stephen in Brannel. Absolutely stunning on the inside, but do you think people in the local area will mind these bells going out?
Well, I hope not. It's rather early for us to be ringing at 8 o'clock in the morning. It is a one-off, but we won't be for very long, so it's. I hope we don't upset anybody in St. Stephen's, but it should be a nice day.
Tower Captain here at St. Stephen's Church in Brannel. The Tower Captain, that is Monty Hooper. Now, just moving outside so we can hear the bells in their full effect.
What a lovely, lovely sound. St. Stephen in Brannel Church, along with so many across Cornwall and the rest of the country, ringing out the bells to start the Olympics. Let's go to the BBC Radio Cornwall car park. BBC Radio Cornwall sports producer Ross Ellis is there. He might become Heidi by the sounds of it.
Yes, James, the bells are ringing out in Truro. Lots of people have turned up to our car park here this morning. We've got cyclists, we've got a young child ringing a cowbell, we've got a gentleman with one of those hotel bells that you find. There's no reception here. Well, there is, but it's not open yet. Lawrence Reed is here as well with a makeshift coffee mug and a spoon. I mean, that, you know, that's not really a bell, but it's... Look, here's Lawrence's... What's that?
Well, look, it's a makeshift one. I've only just come into work, forgot to bring a bell, couldn't bring the car in, so I thought I'd just improvise. Improvisation, friend.
Improvisation. Yeah. Well, let's go down the line and have a chat with the team. What's your name, sir?
Alan.
Hello, Alan. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Yes.
Are you getting into the Olympic spirit?
Oh, sure. Well, absolutely, yes, yes.
Everybody's having a real good time. Let's move down the line. What's your name, sir?
I'm Chris.
Hello, Chris. And well, you're a keen cyclist, aren't you?
I'm a cyclist, yes. I'm chair of Truro Cycling Club.
Oh, I see.
Looking forward to some good results in the Olympics for the cyclists.
Are you looking forward to the Olympics?
Yeah, for the cycling anyway, particularly, yeah.
And your name?
I'm Jane.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You're lovely to come out and ring a bell.
Absolutely. Well, everybody really getting into the spirit here, James, and they're still ringing strong and hard. Listen to them.